Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's that time of year again. Time for our spring membership drive. More about that in a minute. It's also time for tax season. The April 15 deadline is just around the corner. Maybe you're looking forward to a refund, or maybe you're trying to figure out where it's already gone. A plan would help. And a good time to start a new spending and savings plan is during tax season. Joining us today to help make sense of your personal finances is PBS personal finance expert Jonathan Pond. He's known as America's financial planner and has dedicated much of his career to educating the public on financial matters. Jonathan's book, available only to public broadcasting audiences, is called Money Smarts: Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Welcome back, Jonathan. You are listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. For a pledge of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60, we will send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And for that pledge of $5 a month as a sustaining member, you can get a book that you can't find in bookstores and you can't order online. But you can get Money Smarts right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering three thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting and are only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask our volunteers about the gifts. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Our pledge levels this hour range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. So really, there's something for anyone and any budget. Each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. 897-9678. And let me just go through a few of those thank you gifts at the $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60. Again, the book Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. It's a public broadcasting exclusive, not available in bookstores or on the web. It's a great gift for that new college graduate or maybe the high school graduate who's taken a gap year. What a thing to learn how to manage your money. $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. You'll get the latest version of Jonathan's exclusive customized report. This planner has been revised and updated to reflect the latest thinking on smart financial planning, plus the Money Smarts book and a subscription to Jonathan's e-newsletter, Ponderings. At $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120, you can get the Money Smarts Investment Planner. This is the latest version of Jonathan's exclusive customized report. This planner has been revised and updated to reflect the latest thinking on smart investment planning, plus the Money Smarts book and a subscription to Jonathan's e-newsletter, Ponderings. Yes, Jonathan, you're here.
I am, yes, and you're doing such a great job. By the way, I'm so impressed with these. I have to make a pledge now to order these thank you gifts because they sound wonderful.
Welcome to the show, Jonathan Pond.
Thank you so much. It's a delight to be with you yet again and to be able to talk a little bit about what's going on in the economy and maybe helping the personal economies of your wonderful listening audience.
You know, something a lot of people are talking about just this past few days is a new book by Michael Lewis. It's about a computerized form of front running in the stock market that allows elite traders, of course, not me, but elite traders to figure out what you've just ordered, order it first, and then raise the price before your order is complete. Now, I know most of us don't trade that way, but the funds we invest in do. Should we know more about how the funds we trust are handling this issue?
Well, I would dispute that the funds you invest in that do that kind of fast trading, because they don't do that. I mean, some of them may say that they do, and one could avoid that kind of strategy. But most of them are buy and hold. Some of them are fairly active managers, but they're not doing the lightning trading that you're reading about with this latest screed. I don't know much about it. I know there's people that succumb to his support. There are many who are attacking him. But it reminds me of one thing my agent once told me. He said, you know, Jonathan, if you really want to have a blockbuster book, I said, I have the idea. You have to tell people how you can start with no money, take no risk, and in 1 month have $1 million. So you get people's attention, and obviously I would never do something like that because it can't be done. But, you know, we have to be careful of what goes on in Wall Street. I think there's more regulation, and by and large that's useful. But the whole notion that it's rigged against the average investor just doesn't hold water with me. I mean, it's if you invest in exchange-traded funds, or actively managed mutual funds, buy individual stocks, you're not going to be susceptible to the flash traders who are out there, the high-frequency traders, who account literally, for the most part, of a very, very small percentage of the volume on the stock market. But it does get people's attention, that's for sure.
Well, it does. And it's nice to hear you clear it up. You and I first met on this show 4.5 years ago when the recession was pretty much an everyday topic of conversation. People were losing jobs, spending their 401k savings just to keep their homes or watching their portfolio tank big time. I read an article that says, although people are feeling better now, the habits they formed during the recession have endured, kind of like the Depression era generation.
It is a problem for many people. There is so much money sitting on the sidelines. And I know of people, I have some clients who are just deathly afraid of the stock market, even though it has more than recovered the losses that were incurred during the terrible period of 2008 into early 2009. You just have to look at the long term. And if you're going to worry about where the market is going to go for the next month or the rest of the year, and that's what everybody dwells on. You hear all the commentators on the cable news programs talking about the hot stock to own this week. Well, that's not going to make you any money. But worry about where you're going to be 10 years from now. And I can say one thing, you know, and this applies to virtually every 10-year period. If you had been primarily but not exclusively in stocks over a 10-year period, you're a lot better off than you would be with other kinds of investments. And to the extent that people sit back and say, I'm not going to take any risk with my investment and end up earning nothing on their investments, I've literally seen people who have approached retirement with a good plan of investment and then suddenly got scared. And, you know, retirees, they think, oh, geez, I'm going to need this money to support me. True, but you're going to need it to support you over 30 years. And I've seen literally people almost destroy their financial futures by putting their money into CDs and money market funds because they missed the big rebound and they're sitting there with far less money than they would have. In other words, they sold at the bottom and they never rode the wave back up to the top. And and it's tough to hold on to money when you're losing it. It's tough to invest when the market is down, invest in stocks. Mm-hmm. But that's the way money is made. One remark I'm often quoted on is the biggest risk in investing is taking no risk at all. And many of the listeners out there are probably still frightened of the market. And my suggestion is very simple, and I hope you'll call in if you wish and ask some more specific questions. Mm-hmm. I hope you will make a pledge of support here at WOSU First. But if you just maintain a steady approach to investing, you're going to do fine. You just can't miss. But if you're going to, you know, greed means the market's rising, I got to invest more and more of my money in the stock market. Fear, the market's dropping, I got to get out of the stock market. That's a loser's game.
PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is with us today. Like I said, it's been 4.5 years now since we've been meeting this way, Jonathan. And I want to say thanks to you for helping us during our spring membership drive this year again.
Well, it's a labor of love. These thank you gifts are a lot of work on my part, and it's something I do with joy and some consternation to my family for the hours that it takes me away from them. But it's WOSU is such a great resource. I've had the opportunity to be out there at once, and I'm going to get out there again.
And
what a great community. Mm-hmm. What a great educational community. Education is important. So many young people. One of the nice things about WOSU listeners, you get young people calling us mm-hmm. who are starting to do the right thing. You know, if you can encourage a kid who's in his or her 20s to save 5% of their income, they're going to be fat and happy financially by the time they're 65. Just takes about 5%. And a lot of the people that have called in are doing even better than that, and they're getting, you know, ready to buy a house and do the right things. Maybe they're even getting ready to not have children, which is a huge financial benefit. I can attest to that as the father of three. But whatever floats your boat, if you develop the discipline at a young age, and Columbus, the greater Columbus area, is a young area, you can really do quite well.
If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513. Again, that's 614-292-8513. You could email us at allsides@wosu.org as well. We always get great questions from you, our listeners. So give us a call, 614-292-8513. Once again, PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is with us, offering three thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting and are only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask our volunteers about the gifts. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher, and we need to hear from you right now. Support the conversations we bring to you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. You only find that on public radio, and in this city, you only find that on All Sides with Ann Fisher. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan, I've told them about the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. The Money Smarts Financial Planner, you said it's the latest version. How does it change from year to year?
In over the past year, Ann, it's changed radically. It reflects updates in the tax rules, speak of the devil. my take on things, you know, I've soured even more on annuities. So if you say you're interested in annuities, I will tell the unvarnished truth about them and maybe suggest that this isn't the right time for you to take advantage of an annuity. The beauty of these two, the Money Smarts financial planner and the Money Smarts investment planner is that they're constantly updated and they reflect your circumstances, because you fill out the questionnaire either online or by mail. Shortly after you make your pledge, you'll receive a questionnaire. Most people choose to have it done confidentially. You don't have to put your name on the questionnaire if you fill it out online. I don't need your name. And believe me, try to get a financial institution that has similar things. It's just simply, it's probably going to sell you annuities, and they'll be calling you at the dinner hour trying to come over and visit for a hard sell on something. That's not what this is about. I'm going to give you a hard sell for the remaining 50 minutes or so, or 45 minutes or so that we have, and to take advantage of these. This is interesting, Ann. I've worked on these and evolved them over 25 years. I asked one of the statisticians that I know just to take a look at it and give me an instance of the probability of two separate people getting identical reports. And he came up with a number which is absolutely astounding. It is 6 to the 21st power. So the chances of that happening are 1 over 6 with 21 zeros after it. So you're going to get a truly customized report. And one of the new things, a really exciting aspect of the Money Smarts Financial Planner, is that after you receive your report, if you receive it online, in other words, we email it to you, every few weeks, I promise you, not any more frequently than every few weeks, you will get a reminder from me of something that was indicated in your report or in your responses to your personal profile, your confidential personal profile, that I think you should be doing. Right now, members will be receiving a gentle reminder that if you haven't done your IRA for 2013, there's still time to do so. And even if you don't have enough to do the whole amount, which most people don't, I mean, it's a lot of money these days, then do what you can. So you will get reminders. If you don't have a will, I'll gently beat you over the head about that, particularly if you've got kids. If you're not participating or you're not saving enough in your company plan, gentle email reminders. So old Jonathan, for better or for worse, will remind you every few weeks, that's all, of things you need to do. People that we have tested this on think it's an enormous advantage. And it, again, it's unlike anything you find in the financial planning industry. The financial planning industry hates this. They absolutely hate it because I'm giving objective information. I'm now giving follow-ups. And the best thing about it is that it's for people, wonderful members of the public broadcasting audience. That's it. And I think these follow-ups are great. And by the way, if you get tired of me mentioning something every 3 weeks or every month, you can always unsubscribe and say, hey, Jonathan, go away. But we haven't had that happen yet. So, you know, I like to follow up. And, you know, I'm here to help you achieve a better financial future. And Anne is here to help you with your intellectual future, helping every member of the community. That's why this is, I feel, a win-win situation. I hope you will make a call right now at whatever level is comfortable for you, but at 1-866-897-9678. In the past, the combo of both reports, as well as the book, Money Smarts, which I'll be happy to sign, as well as a weekly e-newsletter, which I'll be happy again to provide you. All I want you to do is call up the phone anywhere from $10 or $5 a month to $20 a month, whatever level suits you. And I'm gonna do my utmost to help you do better. This isn't cardiovascular surgery. And there was a great quip in today's Wall Street Journal that said, a little cartoon that they have in every edition. And it said, it was a financial planner sitting with a client. And he said, what I'm going to do now, let me try to explain this in a way that you think you'll understand. And boy, did I clip that out and probably start violating copyright laws. But anyway, it's so typical. And I'm here to provide you information that you can trust, that you can understand, and that you can implement. I'll help you. It's one thing to say get a will. It's another thing to say this is what you need to put together before you go to an attorney. Mm-hmm. The Money Smarts financial planner now will tell you what happens if your will is out of date, or you don't have a will, or you don't have a durable power of attorney. What happens in your state of residence? That's how specific we want to be. Every state is covered. So if you're an Ohio resident, it will show you what happens in that event, because it's scary. Mm-hmm. And I want to scare people, particularly those who've got kids and don't have wills. So I hit you pretty hard on that.
Thanks to James and Kathy Klepsik in Powell, and thanks to Bill Lawler in Reynoldsburg. Thanks so much for showing your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher, for 89.7 NPR News, and all the programming we bring to you every single day. At the $20 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $240, you get Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond combo. And that includes the Money Smarts financial planner and the Money Smarts investment planner. And remember, the content of those planners, the questionnaires, and what drives the questionnaires changes from year to year. So if you've gotten it before, your finances change from year to year, things change. So those aren't like a static look at your finances. You also get the Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond book, plus a coupon good for one download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. This enables members to keep either the soft cover book or ebook and give the other version to a family member or a friend, plus a one-year subscription to Ponderings, Jonathan's weekly e-newsletter. Again, that's at the $20 a month sustainer level. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678. Again, 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. Marie in Columbus, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Hi, Marie.
Hi. I just told the guy that answered the phones for you that I'm a vulture fund death contract victim. And, you know, once in a rare while, you'll read about that, what a vulture fund is in the newspaper or something. But most of the time, people just play dumb about it. But, you know, as I told a banker recently, you know, a lot of the businessmen in my neighborhood know that my son and I are both death contract victims.
What? Tell us what that is, Jonathan Bond.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay.
The important thing, Marie, is when you invest, is always invest with two things in mind. One is always invest in things that can be explained to you to your satisfaction in one sentence. You know, don't listen to the hype. And the second thing is never invest in anything that you cannot get out of within 24 hours. Because some of these illiquid funds that even the most prestigious firms tout, you can't get out of them except perhaps every 6 months or every year, and you just don't want to be caught in that. Stick with mainstream investments. If you're concerned about the whole investment community, go with outfits, and they have investment advisory services that will provide you that you trust and you can work with. And, you know, just three that come to mind are in no particular order. I'll put them in alphabetical order as Fidelity, Schwab, and Vanguard. And, you know, you're just not going to be dealt an investment that doesn't make sense for you. That's all.
Okay, good luck, Marie, on that. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Alexander Ward in Columbus for showing your support. Ed in Baltimore, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Hi, Ed.
Hi. First of all, I wonder if maybe Marie was talking about viatical type of policies when she talks about death benefit.
Well,
policies.
We looked up Vulture, and it's a private equity or hedge fund that invests in debt considered to be very weak or in imminent default.
Ah, okay. So it wasn't what I was thinking about.
Except your suggestion, Ed, about the viatical settlements, that, again, is another kind of investment that is of very questionable value. And both of them, the Vulture funds investing in very troubled debt situations and these viatical settlement funds are supposed to be sold to what are known as accredited investors. And those are very high net worth investors who aren't putting all of their money into it, but would expect to be sophisticated enough to be able to understand them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a death put, death put is simply a situation where this fund may be very illiquid, but if the owner of the fund or the investor in the fund dies, then they can liquidate the investment upon death. But otherwise, it's very illiquid, and that's not what you want to invest in. You know, there's so many good investments out there that it just makes no sense to invest in these things that you don't understand. How are they sold, by the way? They appeal to either greed or fear. Fear that you're going to lose out on the next great thing. Greed in, you know, these high-yield funds pay 10% interest, and, you know, you're just a poor schlemiel who goes out there and is happy with 1% or 2%. Well, the higher the interest, the higher the risk. It's always been that way and always will be that way.
Okay, Ed.
My question was really revolving around, without naming any names, some of the other investors that are on the radio in Columbus.
You mean advisors?
Yes. One guy says cash is king and you should eliminate everything except cash. One guy says if you're going to be in the market, you really should be in ETFs and index funds because 80% of the managers don't make money compared to the index. And the third guy says if you're going to be in the market, okay, that's fine, but the 20%, you should be looking for the ones that more over the course of time pretty much beat the market. And I wondered, pretty much without naming names, what Jonathan's philosophy was about those and the best place to invest or best ways to invest for someone that doesn't have a lot of money necessarily but would like to be in the market. And I'll listen on the radio.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Well, thank you very much, Ed. And hopefully you've taken advantage of the Money Smarts Investment Planner, because there's a section in there asking, you know, are you an experienced investor or are you just a beginner? And if you're just a beginner, you're going to get a report that is going to help you become a more savvy investor, even though you're starting from scratch with respect to knowledge and maybe with respect to money. You know, I always worry about the opinions of one person. And you suggested there were three there. By the way, in the vast majority of cases these days, the people that are on the air, generally financial planners, investment advisors, or what have you, in the local markets are buying the time. Okay, remember that. They're paying to get on the air. So you have to take what they say with a grain of salt. They're going to typically suggest rather extreme cases just to frighten people enough that they might give them a call. What would I be saying? I would most ascribe to the individual who's suggesting exchange-traded funds or ETFs. And by the way, the Money Smarts Financial Planner will provide a list of exchange-traded funds and no-load mutual funds that meet, not an extensive list, three funds, you know, large cap funds, three mid cap, small cap, international, what have you, three ETFs in the large cap space, and so on and so forth. These are great funds. We spend a lot of time and are very proud of our ability to select excellent funds. But these are a good way to
invest. Just regular no-load mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. And as far as assembling or diversifying a portfolio, the money I keep getting back to the Money Smarts Investment Planner. That report will show you, based upon some, you're going to answer some questions in there that you don't realize are defining how comfortable you are with investment risk. So I take that information, and then I select from a very large inventory of funds the best funds for you. You're in a low income tax bracket. You have most of your money in retirement accounts. You're interested in bonds in this, for, you know, to pay, earn some income during retirement, and you're getting near retirement or you're already retired. Whatever it is, it will select the best funds for you. This is unlike anything you'll find. You know, these big financial institutions recommend the same investments for everybody. And I saw one recently, these really fancy reports that came out, and two people happened to come in to me to ask for a second opinion, and they were wonderful reports. And, you know, they were reasonable suggestions about investments and diversification. But the second person came in and had the identical choices. Mm-hmm. And the punchline here, Ed and Ann, is that one of them was 25 and the other one was pushing 80. You know, you just don't do it that way. And that's not what we do. And so it's a challenge becoming a good investor, but there are investments out there that will help you do quite well. I'm becoming more and more a fan of exchange-traded funds, which are just largely unmanaged funds, very low expenses, and you can invest in an index, the S&P mm-hmm. 500, a foreign index, a bond index. And hold on to them, and don't look at where they go every day. Don't look at where they go every month. Don't worry about it. Because 10 years from now, that's what old Jonathan is saying, unless you really have a bad report from your doctor, you've got to look out 10, 20, 30, 40 years. If you're getting up there in years, and you have a fair amount of money, and you're likely not to spend all your money. You know, my mantra is to retire rich and die destitute. But let's say you're not going to die destitute. Well, that you're 80 years old. You shouldn't be investing your money like an 80-year-old, because that money or a portion of it's going to go to younger generation family members. So a lot of people who are retired, well into retirement, should be investing their money like a 40-year-old or even a 20-year-old for a grandchild. So once you get a sense of what you want your money to do for you, and your reports are going to help you with that, mm-hmm. then you can set your GPS and just go with it. That's the way money is made. Money is made by buying good investments and holding on to them through thick and through thin.
We have less than 25 minutes remaining in the hour, and we are looking for 20 pledges in that time. Just 20 pledges. 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive, and we need your support to continue to pay for the programs you listen to every day, programs like All Sides with Ann Fisher and all of the other great NPR programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. These programs are paid for with listener support, and in return for your pledge, we are offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert, on the air with us right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Call 1-866-897-9678 and make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner. That's your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You will fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan Pond will send you personalized financial planning tips. Plus, you also get Jonathan's book. That is for a pledge of $10 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $120. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. 877-987-9678. Thanks to Wen Yang in Dublin. Just 19 more calls or web pledges for this hour to go. Get your finances back on track in this changed economy. For a pledge of $20 a month as a sustaining member, you will receive Jonathan Pond's newest book. It's a personalized financial planner and a personalized investment planner. That's at the $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240 online at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. It seems like a lot of people, well, about 3 in 10 Americans ages 25 to 34 are living with their parents to save money or because they are unemployed. And with the chicks leaving the nest a bit later, mom and dad might be a bit worse off. That can affect how you manage things as well. It's becoming very common now.
It is, but there's some interesting statistics that came out. It's right now, the chances of having a young adult child move back in with you are around 37%, I believe. They look back into the 60s, and it was 34%.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure this may be newsworthy, you know, worth the hype that it's receiving. But
Okay. The
point you raise, Anne, is very important, and that is, this is becoming a real problem. And that is the financial demands on the parents of children needing financial assistance along the way, to the point, of course, I worry about, that they're jeopardizing their own retirement. It's a real problem. And I see this day to day on some of the talk shows and talking with people where they're supporting their kids. And they're not able to put money away for retirement. They're not able to put extra money against their mortgage. And they are literally mortgaging their future to help their kids. Now, we all want to help our kids, but there comes a time where you may need to say no. And also, there's a very thin line between helping a kid through some rough patches and helping and enabling them. I'll give you an example. It was some people I've known for many years, and fortunately they're not in the Ohio market. And they said they had good incomes, but they didn't have a lot to show for it. And well, anyway, the husband died in his 80s, and the widow has taken over, and they're going to be okay, but they don't have a lot. And and she talked to me at one point, and she says, you know, of supporting, we've been giving our daughter since she got out of college $3,000 a month.
Holy crap!
Said $3,000 a month, and they said and I said very flippantly, I said, well, tell her to go on welfare. And a week later, she called and said she went on welfare. I said, well, it's about time. I said, how old is your daughter? 62. That was enabling behavior. And you cannot sacrifice your financial future to help kids who don't need the kind of help that you're giving them. Let me be very blunt, and I'm gonna do a piece on this. I should do it on radio or TV because I can get exercised about it better than in print. And that is, there are a lot of kids out there. And I hope none of you are listening, who would just as soon bankrupt their parents rather than have to go out and look for a job. And these are kids who have a decent education and simply like the good life, and literally they couldn't care less about their parents. And this is a crying shame. So I think for the parents out there, it may be time for some tough love. Sometimes the best thing to say to a child, best 4 words, we can't afford it. And you start out when they're quite young. Let them learn that there are limits. But I know kids get into financial pickles. But you know, they're 62 now, and they're still on the tape.
Wow, that's a shocker.
By the way, this individual has a PhD.
Whew, man. 17 more calls to go. Our web pledges this hour, thanks to Julie Manning in Westerville and also Ralph Brown in Columbus. Just 17 more calls. We've got just about 17 minutes to go. Give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org and show your make your pledge of support for All Sides with Dan Fisher and for all the programming that you enjoy every day on 89.7 NPR News. Speaking of 62, we have an email from Joanne. She says, I am 62 and examining my retirement options. What do you think of charitable annuities?
Charitable annuities. Joanne, I like charitable annuities. A charitable annuity is simply where you donate a sum of money, which could be as little as $5,000 or $10,000, and you donate it to a charity in exchange for a lifetime income. And I can, Joanne, I can give you a name of a great institution for charitable annuities, and it's four letters. I think you know the four letters, WOSU. But whatever your charitable impulses are, these are a nice way to benefit a charity and receive an income. And at your age, the income, I think the tables change all the time, be 4 or 5% of the amount you donate. But you do have to be charitably inclined, because keeping the money and investing it and taking the money out that way would probably, it would almost certainly benefit you more financially than would a charitable gift annuity. But it's close. And the nice thing about a charitable gift annuity is you have a lifetime income and you're benefiting a charity. And the way it works is a charity invests the money and it gets whatever is left over after your demise. I'm a big fan of them. And I think it's just a wonderful way to, during your lifetime, to be able to benefit, to show your appreciation for a worthy charity. And most of them have charitable gift annuity arrangements, and they're more than happy to talk with you about them. So it's a good idea. And the other alternative, if you're looking for income, is what is known as an income annuity. And the problem with income annuities now, and it's a bit of a problem with charitable annuities, is that interest rates are so low that you're not getting the kinds of return that you might get if interest rates rise, which they will eventually, but it may be a while. At age 62, that's a good age to take advantage of it. One final point, Joanne, and that is, and incidentally, I talk about this in the Money Smarts Financial Planner, talk about annuities in general. But one thing you might want to consider doing is putting the money in, donating the money through a charitable gift annuity, but indicating that you don't want to start payments until, say, you're age 70. Huh. You'll get a better payout at that point because it's based upon your life expectancy, and you've made the donation. You get a bit of a tax deduction for it. Good idea, though.
You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. Just 15 pledges to go this hour, thanks to Todd Hamrick in Columbus and also Jeannie Heskakis in Reynoldsburg. Thank you so much for your show of support today. This is All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And my guest, of course, is Jonathan Pond, a PBS financial advisor expert. If you have a question or comment, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Remember, this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Dan Fisher. Joining us this morning, as I said, financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a pledge of just $20 a month or a sustainer, of a one-time gift of $240, you will receive Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $20 a month. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. 877-867-9678. We have an email from Naomi. She says, if my daughter puts 5% of her income away, where does she put it away in small increments? The bank, or what investment takes small amounts?
Ah, thank you, Naomi. Mm-hmm. A 401k will take any amount. So ideally, it would be a 401k.
If she has access to one.
If she has access to a 401k or a 403b if she works in a nonprofit or governmental agency. Mm-hmm. Second would be a Roth IRA. Now, you could set up an account at the bank or at a mutual fund company that will take fairly small amounts. You know, if you agree to invest the money regularly, $50 typically, and that money will go in. I would do a Roth for her Roth IRA, because the nice thing about a Roth IRA, she probably doesn't need the tax deduction, but eventually Roth IRAs are a great way to help with a down payment on a house for young people. That's what I've got my kids doing, are Roths. They're forced to do it. They are absolutely forced to do it, and they hate doing it, but they're starting to learn that maybe their father has some sense, because it's starting to build up a little bit, and you know, eventually they're going to want to buy a house. So a good idea, and I like these questions about families and what have you. And we should remind the erstwhile listeners that these thank you gifts make great gifts for family members.
Particularly, it's graduation season. Whether they're graduating from high school or graduating from college, that's when a lot of people start to think about their future.
And the book or the e-book, you get two versions of the book, the soft cover and the e-book version. So right there, but also, you know, you may have some concerns, as Ed did, about some investing and getting started in investing. So take advantage of the investment planner. And then the financial planner, the Money Smarts financial planner, might go to a child who's starting out. Mm-hmm. I've had some letters from people who actually take advantage of these through their local stations, and they provide them to their parents. You know, the parents often need some help somewhere along the line.
Could make a good wedding
gift. These
work
very nicely for retirees, mm-hmm. wedding gifts. Mm-hmm. It's up to you, but these are exclusive, so we do want to hear from you now in the waning moments here of the program. 1-866-897-9678 or online at wosu.org, and we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
This is a gift that will give your gift pays dividends every day of the year in helping WOSU bringing the great programming that you've come to expect. And it's programming that benefits all members of the community. That's what I really like. It's just, you know, we hear about income inequality and the fact that, you know, there are a number of people that just don't have the advantages that you and I probably have. And this is WOSU and National Public Radio and their wonderful program. I look at it as the great equalizer. Wonderful programming. Challenging your mind. And I hope you will extend to me the privilege, because it is a privilege. It's a burden, but a privilege to be able to help you do better in your financial life, whatever your situation. You may say, I don't have finances to plan. Well, let me give you a plan. If you think you got all the right answers, I'll give you some answers that you hadn't thought about, or your high-priced advisors hadn't thought about. But it only happens if you pick up the phone right now and say thank you to WOSU for everything they do for you.
1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Glenn Smith in Columbus. 12 more pledges to go this hour. Thank you, Glenn Smith, for showing your support. Jonathan Pond is here today to talk about personal finance, and because he knows how difficult getting your finances in order can be, especially after the recent economic downturn. But he's also here because he knows the importance of public radio, and he was just describing to you how public radio is important to you. Only public broadcasting can offer you the detailed financial advice that Jonathan Pond offers. Call with your pledge of support, 1-866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org. Make a pledge pledge of $5 a month or a one-time gift of $60, and we'll send you the book Money Smarts. Make a pledge of $20 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $240, and your thank you gift is the combo package. Everything we've been talking about this hour for a pledge of $20 a month. This is a great investment in public radio. It's a great investment in the future of All Sides with Dan Fisher. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. We have just about 6 minutes to go. And from what I understand, about 12 more pledges are needed. 6 minutes, 12 pledges. I know we can do it. Pick up the phone right now. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. Byron in Whitehall, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Hi, Byron.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and
you're welcome.
Love the show. Just one quick question. Unfortunately, my job does not afford me a lot of savings. Actually, around to the point of maybe like $50 a month. I'm almost 53, but I do want something, you know, that I could at least leave for my kids. So just wondering if Mr. Pond had any thoughts on what I can invest in or what I may be able to do with that little of an amount.
All right, Byron. As I mentioned earlier, and you may have heard it or not, but you can invest. If you invest on a regular basis, you can invest automatically with $50 a month. And I would suggest initially going into a maybe an balanced fund, a moderate asset allocation fund, things like, and if the Money Smarts investment planner will make some recommendations, things like Vanguard Wellington Fund or James Golden Rainbow Fund. You'll see these in the report, but start out that way and do IRAs. Because you can, if you're going to be in a position to be able to pass them on, if you can do a Roth IRA and you pass that on to your heirs, they will have to take it out over their lifetime based on their life expectancy, but all of the money will be tax-free when they take it out. So a Roth IRA is a wonderful vehicle to pass on to otherwise ill-deserving heirs. So, Byron, don't be shy about the modest amount that you have now to be able to save. And the reason the fund companies want this, are willing to accept small regular payments or investments, is they know it's going to grow. You're going to say, most people say, you know, this isn't so bad. I'm going to go to 60. And pretty soon they're up to a couple of $100 and they're off and running. So 53, you got plenty of time, Byron,
oh, yeah.
And good luck to you.
Thanks,
Thank
Byron,
you
for that call. Thanks to Suzanne Biley in Granville, also Maria McCoy in Delaware. 10 more pledges to go. Our volunteers are waiting. They're just two walls away. These are Central Ohioans who come in here, and this is part of how they show their support for 89.7 NPR News. They're ready and waiting to take your call, 1-866-897-9678. 1-866-897-9678. All Sides with Ann Fisher is here on 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to listener support like that. Listeners like you, giving what they can to support this programming. The conversations you hear on this show are unique to public radio. They're unique to this region, to this city. Keep the conversation going by making a pledge right now. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Ken Browning in Grove City. We have just a little over 2 minutes to go. 1-866.
We should remind the listeners that these are exclusive.
Right.
To in this area to WOSU. Yeah. You don't find these in the bookstore.
Right.
You better not call my office and try to sleaze your way into them because it's not going to work. So do call now. Make a pledge. You're gonna appreciate. You're gonna feel good about it. What a great way.
Even though I work for public media, I still feel better after I've made my pledge.
Oh, exactly.
And so we have less than two minutes and five pledges to go.
If you're not a member of the family here, what a great time to become a member or step up to a somewhat larger contribution. 1-866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. I'm sure the volunteers will be staying over a little bit, but you know, help them, make them busy, spoil their day, and with a influx of calls and supporting this really tremendous community resource.
We have a minute left. We need just five more pledges. Thanks to Jeffrey in Blacklick and Daniel in Columbus. Thanks to everybody for listening. Remember that you can find out more about those pledge levels, about what a sustaining pledge is all about by calling 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan Pond, thank you so much for helping us out today. We really appreciate it.
I much appreciate it, and thank you to all of your wonderful listeners.
Thanks for listening. This is listener-supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media. And once again, that number to call to make a pledge, 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. And thank you.